And Beatrice, Teresa, Oracle, really taking very good care of me and my work. It's a very touching, beautiful experience. And Christopher, who's fulfilled my Messiah complexes by carrying me across realms and countries and war zones. I've been thinking about the process of this piece, and the one word that kept coming to mind was the word vomit. And vomit being a purge or a cleanse, but in Zulu shamanism, African traditional healing practices, the word palaza, which is when you cleanse the body, you have to swallow some liquids, and then when you clean up the colon and the stomach, you are also vacating whatever evils exist within you.
Bueno, quiero empezar por dar las gracias a Manolo, a Beatriz, a Teresa por haberme atendido con tanto cariño. A mí y a mi exposición es realmente emocionante. También a Christopher, que me ha ayudado, que me ha llevado por tantos sitios, por tantos países, por tantas zonas de guerra y que me ha ayudado con mi obra. Y voy a empezar hablando de mi obra, y la primera palabra que me viene a la cabeza es vómito. Vómito en el sentido de purgar, de purga. En el mundo zulú, el chamanismo africano, hay una palabra que es palucha, que se refiere al vómito, a la purga, y que lo relaciona con una forma de sanar tu cuerpo, de limpiar tu cuerpo. Consume una serie de líquidos y después se limpia así todo el colon, el estómago, etcétera. Pero no solamente es una manera de sanar el cuerpo físicamente, sino que también es una forma de expulsar los demonios.
I think what I've been exploring for the past few years is the relationship between shamanism and performance art, as the artist as the contemporary healer, the alchemist, and using art as a sort of vehicle for the kind of exorcism of ills. Within this environment, and having received the invitation for the Fisturus program, and the fact that this is in a sort of project sort of space, for me, the minute I receive an invitation to produce an artwork or be on an exhibition, I immediately, the work begins. I immediately start thinking of what the or feeling what the work would be. And it becomes it's the beginning of a conversation, is basically what I want to say, sort of around this idea of the project space, because I don't particularly like the idea of art being called projects. I think, but my understanding of what a project was in this context was I could expedite or speed up the process of a concept or exploration where I would take probably 10 to 15 years, I was forced to compress that experience within a shorter time frame of sort of 1.5 years. That in itself is a really sort of interesting formal process to go into, because you tend to not so much lose, but you have to reimagine or reconfigure your sort of common practice, and in a sense, and within that space, your sort of egoistic kind of artistic self has to fall into the wayside, and you've kind of got to give the whole process up to an element of trust. And within that practice comes this idea of being in another sort of realm or headspace of which you call it trance, call it that sort of shamanistic realm, which is essentially what I'm interested in, because I think that the level of interrogation that I anticipated is only possible within a prolonged period of time. So having to go through that process of actually engaging with every element of the piece in a kind of sort of more abstract expressionistic kind of form. I mean, formally looking at the work as an immediate gesture, as an immediate mark, where every mark is sacred. So every word, every kind of event, every all of these things are sort of vibrational elements that kind of connect to the broader piece, which could only probably be understood once it's overanalyzed.
Okay.
Sorry, I think I'm kind of going off on it. Okay. So
I just wanted to say that, okay? Yeah. Bueno, durante muchos años eso es lo que más me ha interesado, esta idea del chamán, del artista de performance como una especie de curandero, de alquimista, a través del cual se produce el exorcismo de estas enfermedades o el exorcismo del cuerpo. Y cuando recibí la invitación de Fisuras y para trabajar en un espacio en concreto, empecé a pensar e intentar sentir todo mi trabajo y empecé a hablar sobre el proyecto, aunque no me gusta usar la palabra proyecto, pero podemos decir que empecé un proceso de exploración en el que yo tenía que condensar lo que normalmente habría sido un trabajo de 10, 15 años en un espacio de tiempo mucho menor. Esto es un proceso formal muy interesante, ya que hay que volver a reimaginar y reconfigurar la forma en la que uno trabaja, hay que ceñirse a un espacio, a un tiempo, y para eso hay que utilizar la confianza y hay que de alguna manera someter el ego a este nuevo espacio y intentar llevarlo a un nuevo reino, a un nuevo mundo, ¿no? Este nivel de cuestionamiento de la realidad para mí se solía hacerse o yo necesitaba un gran espacio de tiempo para hacerlo, y hacerlo en menos tiempo es lo que ha sido un gran desafío para mí.
There's a quote that's been driving me for the past few years that I heard, and I can't remember who the quoter was. It's by some French politician from the turn of last century, the 1800s to 1900s, and he said that the 20th century was going to be all about the spirit or not at all, and clearly it was sort of not at all. And I think, you know, probably this century would be, and the thought that perhaps the last century would have been is quite a sort of intriguing sort of element for me. Within sort of this process of making work with a socio-political understanding, which is sort of part of the palette of the production, as well as, you know, as the materials, as, you know, the theory, and when I research, it's gluttonous information, which is again part of that whole sort of consumption, overconsumption of experience, colors, words, whatever, you know, environments, people, and when the work is finally made, it is a complete, like, it's a purge of all of these experiences. As a because the piece is quite sort of complicated for me, I have sort of slogan elements in my mind as guides, you know, as markers to what the work is, which is by no means things I can also articulate concretely. What am I to do? Yeah, well, no, it's okay. In my normal practice, the work is usually a dance between myself and the circumstances, whatever it may be. It may be the, you know, the gallery environment. If it's a public performance space, it's that environment. And most oftentimes it's a war. I used to talk about making a work and going to war. And this is the first experience that I've had where it was not a war. It was actually being the most loving experience, and the process and the work has been incredibly loved within this environment. And the context of producing a work that sort of deals with these elements of the healer, who is the shaman, who could be, you know, possibly schizophrenic within a hospital that is now become another space for articulating these things, where, you know, we are matter, we vibrational beings, and we are not we're not sort of scientific forms to be poked and prodded and within this space to try and rearticulate these sort of very vital concerns.
The quote was, 20th century scholar, experts.
No, 20th century is all about...
Oh, no, no, no. The 20th century would be all about the spirit or not at all?
The spirit.
The spirit. The spirit. Spirit. Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Okay. Bueno, yo trabajo desde hace unos años teniendo en mente una cita de un político francés que decía que el siglo XX girará sobre todo en torno al espíritu o no girará en absoluto en torno al espíritu. Creo que esto ocurrirá con este próximo siglo. Lo que quiero decir es que en el proceso en el que yo trabajo, en el que intento llevar aspectos sociales, políticos, y aglutinarlos, aglutinar toda esta información a través de lo que es este vómito, esta purga de la que he hablado, lo que esto supone es que mis obras sean sumamente complicadas para mí. Tengo varios eslogans en mi cabeza, pero para mí es muy difícil articular en qué consisten, y para mí la manera en la que yo me enfrento a mi trabajo es que una especie de baile entre yo y mis circunstancias, ya sean estas circunstancias la galería en la que voy a exponer, el entorno, si es que es una performance, y muchas veces más que un baile hablo de una guerra. Cuando estoy enfrentándome a un proyecto hablo de ir a la guerra. Sin embargo, en este caso no ha sido así, porque realmente trabajar en el Reina Sofía, trabajar en este espacio ha sido una experiencia maravillosa. Todo el proceso ha sido maravilloso. Tener la oportunidad de trabajar en este concepto del sanador, del chamán, en un lugar como este, que es un hospital, que era un hospital y que ahora aloja obras de arte, un sanador, un chamán, que de alguna manera también eran considerados esquizofrénicos. Quiero decir también que somos materia, que vibramos y que no somos productos científicos.
That's all I want to say.
Okay. Thank you very much.
<It's>